Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli. Watch the green grass tumble. Feel the
salad crumble. You need a yen to make it home. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here, and we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And if you'd like to call us, if you'd like to talk with Dr. Norman Shuley, you may. We'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And if you'd like to listen to us on our listen line, 605-562-4080. 605-562-4080. Welcome, Dr. Shuley.
Hey, Vince. Haven't talked to you. I got back from your ancestral homeland.
You did. Hey, would you like to tell us about it?
Well, you know, I've wanted to go there for a long time. And the visit to Assisi was a highlight of this life.
Mm-hmm.
I could have just sat in the Basilica St. Francis forever.
Mm-hmm. What did you learn?
Well, it's not a quest of learning as much as experiencing. I mean, as you know, I think, I was with St. Francis 800 years ago in an earlier life. And I met the reincarnated St. Francis in 2006. And I've become good friends again. And I've met now three of our brothers from that time. So two of them went with me to Assisi. I didn't actually meet the other one until last weekend. I met the third old St. Francis brother, and St. Francis himself has confirmed that I'm right about this one, too. So, you know, being there with these two friends was just sort of one of those very spiritual events. It's a beautiful place as well, of course.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Shuley, some people might think that that can't possibly be true. How do you know in your mind that you had this past life with St. Francis?
Well, 30 years ago, I had a very intense vision of walking with him in the foothills of Assisi. And I mean, it was just as real as talking to you on the phone or looking at my computer or whatever. And then in 2006, when I was giving a talk up in Victoria, Canada, at the end of it, the reincarnated St. Francis, who has been, you know, confirmed by one of the leading intuitives of today, and I didn't know he was in the audience, but he came down and he recognized me from our previous time together, and I'm just standing there, and there we are hugging and crying. At sort of finding one another after all these years. When it's that powerful, you just can't argue with it.
Absolutely fascinating. And I remember you were here in the studio with me at the farm, and you and I and Dr. Howard Shane and a few others who are instructors here were up in the studio, and the ladies were downstairs cooking and preparing our meal. And there were a bunch of us, and you started talking about past lives. And one of the guys who was here was so upset that he left the room. He turned all red, left the room. And I was interested in learning more about this. And so was everyone else except one person who was just so upset. He left. And by the way, he will not be involved with us in any way, shape, or form. I guess, could it be that some people might think that this is a mortal sin? Even thinking about this, Dr. Shealy? What is that about?
Ignorance is ignoring fact.
Mm-hmm.
And many years ago, at the University of Virginia, a psychiatrist spent his entire career, practically, investigating cases in which young children, we're talking about most often before 5 years of age, started talking about a previous life, and Ian Stevenson was able to go and check out facts that these kids got sometimes in other countries and find relatives of the person they described. Jim Tucker took over that position when Ian Stevenson retired, and there are way over 1,000 such cases just in that one place at this point that they've collected from around the world. And so to me, ignorance is ignoring fact. It's not just stupid, it's ignorance.
And I can share with our class today that you performed a past life regression with me on camera for your television show, and it appeared that I was a farmer. Probably, your thoughts were probably during the Revolutionary War. Just a simple farmer. And that I became a guerrilla warrior, if you will, fighting the redcoats as they came to burn our neighbors' villages and got closer and closer to us. And ultimately, we tried to round up some of our fellow villagers to resist. And that I found that not everybody was willing to fight for their property, their freedom. And that was about an hour. And is that how you would describe it, Dr. Shealy?
You got it. And, you know, don't you have, you got a copy of it.
Yes, I do.
And, you know, it's the only one I've ever recorded on camera. Mm-hmm. And it's a phenomenal experience for people.
I remember during this regression, at the end of it, I did not see my death. What I did see was years after, and I don't know how many years, I was kind of walking alone in a field, you know, with woods surrounding me, just walking kind of, you know, my posture wasn't as straight. I was worn. I mean, there had been a lot of wear on me as a result of this fighting for years, the war with with England, and there was no joy in any of this. It was a horrible experience when we were fighting. There was a lot of death, a lot of destruction on both sides, mostly on our side. I mean, the buildings were burned. They were our buildings, our villages, our hamlets, our homes, our farms, our fences, and you know, the redcoats just left a swath of destruction, and we would fight them from behind trees, and we'd take some shots, and we'd run, and we'd take some more shots, and we'd run, and it was horrible. And I remember looking down on me standing alone, and you know, there was no glory in this. It was just an awful number of years of just constant struggle, constant strife, constant fear, and disappointment. Disappointment because our fellow villagers, our neighbors, our friends ran. They would rather do anything than defend their homes, their family, and their property. Grown men turning into
cowards.
Yeah.
I mean,
is that what you saw me portraying?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, interestingly, that I think we've discussed, Walter Simkew wrote a book called Return of the Revolutionaries,
mm-hmm.
in which he pictures 400, or discusses 400 people alive today who were part of the overall scene in the Revolutionary War. And Kevin Ryerson, who is one of the best known intuitives, he was made famous in Shirley MacLaine's book, Out on a Limb. He identified and agreed that every one of these people in the book had been alive as someone else, you know, during the Revolutionary War. And as we are approaching July 4th here, in 2005, right after the book came out, we had a meeting of 36 of those people right here at my farm. And there was the reincarnated John Adams, James Madison, Thomas Jefferson, Dolly Madison, and others. And it was a fun event. I call it the mm-hmm. Founding Mystics.
Mm-hmm. Now, in their current forms, would Thomas Jefferson, did he look similar in any way, shape, or form, or Dolly Madison look anywhere?
When he walked into the room, I knew it was him. That's how similar he was in his face. And that's one of the features that Walter put in the book. He showed photographs of the person when they were alive before and compared mm-hmm. the face today, and then turned it upside down so you could look at them in that direction also, and the similarities are remarkable.
How about their speech, their speech patterns, their use of the lexicon? Did you see the statesman-like qualities in how they spoke compared to, you know, Thomas Jefferson and James Madison?
Yes. Now, interestingly, Thomas Jefferson in this life is a PhD mathematician.
Hmm.
And his favorite thing to do is to write ballads about the problems, the political problems today.
He just couldn't get over it. That's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. You know, this is really fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. Because it's great to know that there are people who are as bright, they're still around, as Thomas Jefferson and James Madison and some of our founding fathers and the ladies who were there at that time. Dr. Norman Shealy's with us, MD, PhD, Native American medicine man, author of over 30 books. We'll be right back.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play into political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R like rebel, R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com. That's Norm as in Norman, NormShealy.com. Dr. Shealy, I was in the shower this morning, and there were two bars of soap. One was Irish Spring, and the other was one of those glycerin-type bars of soap. And I was thinking, I wonder if, you know, one is better than the other. And then I thought, you know, Norm Shealy, his favorite is Irish Spring, if I remember correctly. And then I thought, what about Ivory, you know, 99.4% pure? What about, you know, some of these other soaps? Dr. Shealy, what are your thoughts about soap for the body, in the shower, in the bathtub? Is there a preferred type of soap, and why? What are your thoughts?
Well, I like real soap, first of all, that's made with, you know, old-fashioned, plain old animal fat and lye. And some of the modern soaps, of course, are all kinds of detergent rather than real soap. And I don't know which or which to some extent. When Irish Spring came out, it was about 35 years ago, if I remember correctly. I just like the smell of it, and that's what I've used ever since. And it seems to do a good job.
Well, one of the things that happened to me is, you know, sometimes we have guests here at the farm, and we have these, like a bottle of shampoo and a bottle of conditioner. Mrs. Finelli likes to use conditioner in her hair, and I'm thinking she has pretty long hair, and it makes the brush go through it without, you know, pulling out hair. So what I've noticed is it's really hard to read the bottles where it would either say shampoo or conditioner. The other words are really big, but the word shampoo, if you're trying to figure out, you know, what this bottle, it looks just like the next bottle. It's hard to figure out if it's the shampoo or the conditioner because the words, the lettering is so small. Well, there was this other little bottle in there, and I thought, well, it's kind of blue. Let me try this one. So I really liked it, and I used it just on my hair, just a small amount. It worked great. I thought, this whatever this is, you know, I'll get my glasses and reading glasses and look at it later. It was body wash.
Well, you know,
it worked great as shampoo. And it wasn't, we don't use body wash. It was one of our guests here at the farm, Dr. Sheely, who just, I guess, left this body wash here. And it ended up in the shower. Now, so here's my question about that. When you use a body wash, are you concerned about any of the chemical leftovers, residue that's on your body, on your skin as a potential estrogenic compound or chemical that might be harmful to us? Is there any concern about those kinds of things?
Yes. Lauryl sulfate, I think it is.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Is one that I think has some significant problems. And you can find it in all kinds of soaps, including toothpaste. And, of course, I particularly don't want to put it in my mouth. So, I mean, here's one that's actually, you know, it's even in laundry detergent sometimes. So it's, let's face it, the pharmacomafia has invaded the food industry and the cosmetic industry, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sodium lauryl sulfate, and you're absolutely right, son, but it's called SLS. It looks like it's... according to what I've read, it can get directly into the bloodstream. And there, you know, I'm not sure if there is a cancer. Let's see. It says here there is no scientific evidence that links cancer and sodium lauryl sulfate. Well, that doesn't mean anything to me. It just means that whoever wrote this article says that there is no link. But there are. Insecticides in shampoo that kill bugs, like lice.
I know. I poison is everywhere.
It is. Dr. Norman Sheely's with us. We'll be right back. And I've got an ethical question for him. I'd like to share this. It's about me speaking with a group of others. And not everybody's on the same page. And I don't know if I should be on the, you know, on the same... same events with other people.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do?
Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV.
So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norman Chill is with us, and we've got Matthew in Texas. Matthew, welcome.
Hello, hello.
Hello, Matthew. You're on with Dr. Norman Chealy and me. Welcome.
Hi, Ben.
Yeah, what's up?
Can you hear me?
A little rainy.
You've got an echo.
All right, guys. Good to go. Good to go. All right, so I have to share an experience that happened. I got a question for you, Doc. So last night, I'm driving home. For the first time ever, my car, 2011 Honda Accord, which would give me no problems at all, it decides that the gas light's not going to go on and I run out of gas. Mm. Now, my phone dies at the same time, and then my charger won't work. Now, my question for you, Doc, is, are there things like spiritual attacks that, I mean, this seems just too rare to be a normal coincidence. And then for you, Vince, I got a comment. I spent 3.5 hours trying to weigh down a car with no avail. What's happened to people? I mean, in the middle of the night, trying to weigh down a car. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Well, first to answer your question, yes, there are what I would call negative entities. I have personally done 6 exorcisms. I haven't gone looking for them. They've come up when I'm doing other work with people. And the first time it happened was about 1994. And I heard about such things, and I'm doing a session with a bunch of students, and all of a sudden I'm looking at a demon. I mean, you know, I sort of could see the fangs. I had fun. I said, wow, what an opportunity to get rid of a demon.
Okay.
And so, yeah, and there's a book called Healing the Family Tree by Dr. Kenneth McCall from England. And he works with an Anglican priest to exorcise, and he says that something like 2/3 of his patients have had disincarnates of their own family causing problems. And it's not that the dead person wanted to harm the person. They sort of went there in fear when they died. It's a long and complicated story. But at any rate, he claims to cure all kinds of things by getting rid of spiritual junk.
I really think I have an issue with that. My girlfriend is Filipino, and when she was young, she walked around the Philippines, and all the elders said, hey, don't go to that spot. So, of course, that's the first place she went. And then her mom, sometimes it just looks like she's a demon. Like, I really think she lost the majority of her soul and is, like, being overcome by evil.
Yeah, it can happen. There's no question. It can happen with accidents. It can happen with anesthesia.
I mean, she got cancer, breast cancer, and then, like, that was just it. I mean, when she started the chemo, she was gone.
Yeah. It can happen. It happens. And certainly there is a place for, in my opinion, exorcism in a situation like that. Most of the time it's only done by certain Catholic priests, but there are other healers who can do it.
So what would your advice be on the... Should I take her and try to get her blessed? I mean, is that the best way to pursue it?
Well, you know, I'm sure that... What city do you live in Texas?
Greenville. We're right by Dallas.
Oh, well, I'm sure somewhere in the greater Dallas area there's almost certainly a Catholic priest who does exorcism. I'd look for that.
So you think it's... I mean, we should just go full bore on it? And I mean, we've had stuff like... We've had faces show up on the wall. Like in my fish tank, you can see, like, a gnome until I stage the house real good. So you think it's just the demon we need to get rid of?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I
appreciate
would.
It, Doc.
Matthew, let me address what you're saying, that it took 3.5 hours to weigh someone down to come and help you. That's what you said, right?
No one came, by the way.
Yeah.
If a city worker had shown up at the building I was at, I would have still been waiting.
Okay. During our meetup on Monday, I mentioned something that I see things, and I report on what I see, what I experience here on USA Prepares. And what I noticed was that I would go into a parking lot, you know, like a business parking lot. We can call it like a Sam's Club. We can call it like any of those business type parking lots. What I noticed was, I would pull in between the lines, and I would try my best to put the car in the center of that parking space. Not on an angle, absolutely in the center. So the left side of the vehicle would have the same space to the white line as the right side of the vehicle in the parking space that I was occupying.
Hmm.
what I noticed was people around me would pull in on an angle, and it would make it difficult for me to get out of the parking space that I parked very carefully in. And I'm noticing more and more the carelessness of drivers. I'm noticing that drivers are merging onto an interstate, and they don't look to see if anyone is going to run right into them as they merge on an interstate. You know, what I do is I yield to the vehicles who are already on the interstate. I don't push my way and make them slam their brakes to avoid me. I think I need to avoid them. That's the way I operate my vehicles. I think it's polite, and I think it's, you know, a safe thing to do for everybody. But what I've noticed is more and more people are careless in every respect of driving. They're not paying as much attention as they used to. I mean, why would they pull into a parking space, not in the middle of the space, risking having their car damaged by someone, you know, it could be me, trying to get out of a parking space and just bang into the corner of their car because they parked cockeyed.
Ben,
so, yes.
What you're talking about is a general loss of responsible people.
And that's exactly what we're doing.
A loss of conscientiousness across the globe, but especially in this country.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I, in fact, I'm writing a new book, and last night I was writing a chapter on just this same thing. And the reason is 40% of children today are born out of wedlock. They're at a disadvantage from the time of conception. In addition to that, 50% of marriages now dissolve in divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And a child who is in a family where there's a divorce of the parents, especially by age 7, often has emotional problems for the rest of its life. So we could conservatively say that a minimum of 65% of people today, please just say half of those divorces leave children behind. I bet it's more than that. But that's 65% of people born without adequate nurturing. And that leads them to have no oxytocin and no self-esteem. And that's the problem. The family has disintegrated.
That's a hard subject to tackle, Doc. I mean, if we're going to get into society, and I mean, there's no real way to fix that in the short term, and that's just kind of depressing.
Well, you're right. There's certainly no way to fix it short term, but we've got to look at it from the long haul point of view, because we've got to reverse these two things above all. You know, people shouldn't have, in my opinion, people shouldn't have children until they've been married a minimum of a year. Shouldn't start a family. They should be sure the marriage is going to survive before they start bringing kids in.
That's right. Yeah, I agree.
My wife and I wrote a book on that back in the late 70s.
Dr. Shirley, we had, let's say 20 years ago, we had a part of the high school curriculum called home economics, where the ladies typically would learn about how to run the household. And when I was teaching back in the 90s at the high school level, I wanted to rewrite the curriculum for the high school. And I wanted to add to that principles of insurance, principles of banking, ethics. There's so many principles of business. I wanted to bring in so many different areas of study that were not being covered. And I was kind of laughed at, like, you've lost your mind. You know, we're not going to teach this stuff. And one of the things that we should be teaching is how do you manage a household? How do you manage personal finances? How do you write checks? What is the principle of interest? How does that work on both sides of the equation, the borrowing and the saving side? And we're not teaching that today. So when families run into financial difficulties because they don't know how money works, it's really easy to have divorce. Just walk away, and nobody wins. Nobody except the lawyers. They're the only ones that win. And it's a very sad state of affairs, but our educational system is lacking. It's not helping us understand what marriage is all about. And in the Catholic Church, there's something called precana. And if you're going to get married, or I don't even know if it's the same now, but when I was getting married back in the 1970s, Mrs. Finelli and I had to go to precana. And that's where the priest would have these series of classes to teach you all about things you need to know about. Finance, economics, working out difficulties, and so forth. And I think everyone needs to learn about that. Because I don't think we're taught that.
I totally agree.
I agree. That should be in school, Vince. That should be your first period in high school.
Well,
we're so unprepared when we come out of school, you know. Like, there's literally nothing you learn that's about the real world in high school. At least that's my experience.
I've said on air that, you know, I've thought about asking for a refund for my university education. because they're always asking me for money, you know, and I'm thinking, do you guys offer refunds? Because a lot of what I learned about finance and economics does not apply because the system is manipulated. And we weren't taught that. We were taught how it should work, not how it does work. Matthew, thanks so much for being with us today. Jamie in Missouri, you're on next with Dr. Norman Shealy when we come back.
In 1 week, our car broke down and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and there's no risk because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5757. Loans are made by WebBank and Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliates of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under financial lender's license number 603. K124. Funds are generally deposited by ACH for delivery next business day, approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day. to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Shealy's with us, and Janie in Missouri, you're on with Dr. Norman Shealy and me. Welcome.
Hi, Vince. Good morning.
I
just wanted to comment and follow up on the bath and beauty products that you were talking about and all the chemicals mm-hmm. that are in there. I just wanted to share my story. I've been using, you know, better or premium products, natural products, for the last mm-hmm. 10 years or so. And about a year ago, I started to even look into those products, and there were a lot of ingredients on the label that I didn't understand. I certainly couldn't pronounce, and that's always a good no-no and a good warning sign. So I started to look into it and realize the benefits and how easy and affordable it is to make your own beauty products. And I wanted to encourage your listeners to start researching and looking into that. There's a few simple ingredients that you can stock up on. Can dang near replace every single one of your chemical and home, you know, bought beauty products there.
Well, can you share with us what you're talking about?
Sorry about that. So one of the easiest things that I replaced was toothpaste.
Ah.
And?
I started to look into Tom's and realize I thought that was a small company. I thought it was going, you know, more of a farmer's market style approach. And I realized that they were owned by one of the big, you know, 6 or 10 companies, which didn't make me feel good. And there were ingredients in there that I didn't understand. So what I did is I looked into it. I started to make my own with a few simple ingredients. I used activated charcoal cap, a couple tablespoons of coconut oil, a little mm-hmm. pinch of salt, and some essential oils. And it's the best tasting and most effective toothpaste I've ever used. It's actually a natural whitener with the charcoal. It leaves my breath and my mouth feeling cleaner than the regular toothpaste. And it cost me pennies. That's just
Dr.
one
Shealy?
Example of it.
Yeah, I'm with you. Go for it.
Oh, great. Yeah. You know, shampoos and conditioners are some of the worst products. The chemicals go directly into your scalp, and what a lot of people don't realize is hair, your hair is actually part of your nervous system, and that's a direct pathway into your skin, into your bloodstream, and some of the chemicals that everybody should be going through and having a dumping party today. What I did about 6 months ago is I went through my entire medicine cabinet and shower and threw most products away. Some of the keywords to look for would be phthalates, parabens, urea, a couple keywords, petroleum, is essentially what that is. Mineral oil is another keyword. Anything with mineral oil is horrible. Anything with colors with a number associated. And another good loophole that the companies use is fragrances. They dump a lot of chemicals under the keyword. The American FDA is not there to protect you. In fact, the European Union has done a much better job. They've banned thousands of chemicals from being put into the beauty products, where the United States has banned simply like 8 or 9, which is just outrageous. So what, you know, seems to be is that the big, you know, chemical companies are using their toxic waste, selling it off to their buy companies, their other products, and it's being able to use as fillers and emulsifiers that we put on our face and directly on our skin every single day.
Jamie, where are you in Missouri?
At Kansas City.
Do you think you could ever make it to one of our meetups on a Monday night at in Springfield and share some of these experiences?
Absolutely. You? I would love that.
Would you do me a favor? Would you send me an email, vincent@usapreparers.com?
Yeah.
Provide your phone number, please.
Okay.
And I'll give you a call.
Okay, that sounds great.
I think this would be fascinating, and based on that, maybe we can talk on the air some more about some of the things that you found and the alternatives that you've found for less expensive ways to accomplish daily hygiene.
Yeah, that would be great. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, thank you so much, Jamie. Dr. Norman Shuley and I'll be right back, and we'll try to discuss this ethical dilemma I have, and that is speaking in public with people who are on the speaker slate that I do disagree with. Seriously disagree. And how do I speak on it at the same events with people I disagree with? We'll be right back. Dr. Norman Shuley, NormShuley.com. I'm Vincent Finelli.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.